Similarly, we can apply the Riccati equation result to the second inequality. Then there's x, which is greater than x1, and satisfy the Riccati equation, and so that a plus b1 b1 transpose x over gamma square is anti-stable. Again, we're going to use the inverse form, okay, because we assume that x is positive definite. So we can take the inverse. So define y inverse as a gamma square y inverse, then we get the y infinite Riccati equation. And similarly, we can show that y infinite is actually a stabilizing solution. The argument is very almost the same as for the x infinite Riccati equation. Now, to show the last condition, we note that if we take r greater than or equal to n, then the rank condition is automatically satisfied. All we need to do is to check the first part of that. That is, that a matrix has to be positive semi-definite, and which is follows because we can see that because now x is actually equal to y infinity over gamma square inverse. So we use that, we get a gamma y inverse, y infinity inverse, identity gamma x infinity inverse, which is exactly x over gamma, identity y over gamma, and which is greater than, because x is greater than x1, and y is greater than y1, so we have a strict inequality, and then it concludes that the left-hand side is strictly greater than 0, and that actually means the spectrum radius of x infinity, y infinity is strictly less than gamma square. So the third condition follows. So what we have shown is that there is an nth order, or actually an nth order controller, to for the h-infinite problem if and only if three conditions are true. One, first, x-infinite Riccati equation has stabilizing solution, and second, y-infinite Riccati equation has stabilizing solution, and x-infinite, y-infinite satisfy the coupling condition, which is the spectrum radius of x-infinite, y-infinite is strictly less than gamma square.